And here we are. Welcome back to Mix 93. It's time for Hancock Happenings. Todd Gast is here in the studios with us today. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Well, the weather guy just said it's a beautiful day, and I'm just going to have to agree. It's starting to be a beautiful day, and I think it's going to continue on doing that all day long. Let's hope.
I certainly hope so. Tomorrow sounds like it's going to be even more beautiful.
Oh my gosh. Well, then let's get ready for that. It's been a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that we had a really beautiful day on Friday, you know, with the senior walk for Michigan Tech students.
Right.
So, which was nice. That's usually not the case, but it's always good to see that snow melting and this weather coming up. So, hey.
My dad was quite happy. He didn't get called to the hospital on Friday.
Well, that's good.
It's very unique.
Yeah.
For the senior walk. Usually there's someone being taken to Portage.
Yeah. Well, I just have to also say, I think that the kids were also well behaved and they were just having a lot of fun. So, and you know, and thank all those businesses out there that did, you know, some food specials along with whatever other specials they were doing. So great job, everybody. And we hope everybody has fun. And we want to congratulate all the Michigan Tech graduates that'll be going through their commencement ceremonies on Saturday, right? I think Saturday.
I'm not too sure when Michigan Tech graduates are graduating.
I think it's a Saturday, but we'll Google that.
My mind was in the high school.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we just had Chris Solani in here. That's not going to be until, like, I think he said May 13th.
Oh, I thought it was more like Memorial Day weekend, but I don't know. I'm going to check that. Also, we're really concentrating on April right now. And guess what? Today is Earth Day. So we want to wish everybody a happy Earth Day. It's also my sister Kelly Jepsen's birthday today. So happy birthday, Kel. Love you tons. That's my baby sister. So we want to wish her a big happy birthday today.
Oh, where's she from?
She's from Houghton.
Houghton.
Originally Dollar Bay, but we're all from Dollar Bay, but right. She lives in Houghton now.
I was writing it down on my birthday sheet.
Oh,
so
look at you.
Wish her another happy birthday.
Uh-oh, she's going to be really, really happy with you. Like she will be happy with me. And so in celebration of Earth Day, the Hancock Rotary is going to be doing a special Earth Day presentation of planting of seed at Hancock and Dollar Bay schools today. So that's for the third graders. So we're really looking forward to doing that with the students and talk about how seeds germinate and how they grow and get them involved with how plants grow. So that's our Earth Day special that the Hancock Rotary is going to be doing, and that's at the Hancock and Dollar Bay schools this afternoon. We had a really great kids' day here in Hancock this past Saturday, and we want to thank the Hancock Business Association for doing an amazing job with getting all of our businesses together that wanted to do a special kind of a project or a crafts or activity or contest at their business. And they hosted families. We invited everybody to come on down to Quincy Street. It was a blustery and very cold day. But again, kids don't care about that, really, as long as they get something and they get to do something super fun. So we want to thank all of the businesses that participated. And those businesses are Casey Bonkers, Copper Country Community Art Center, St. Vincent de Paul, the Church of the Resurrection, Griffin Family Cafe, Magic Kiln Studio, City of Hancock, Superior Play, which is a new playground that is going to be coming to the Hancock Community Hub. So she wanted to get involved with the kids so she could talk to the parents about this new indoor playground that, again, is coming to the Hub. And there will be like three separate areas, a play area, a STEM area, and a snack area. And so we'll have more information about that as her opening day comes about. So she wanted to be there, though, to welcome families and to talk about her upcoming new playground, indoor playground over at the Hub, coming soon to the city of Hancock. We also want to thank the Saturday Store, Northwind Books, Sunflower Books and Coffee, the Kiwanis Co-op Market and Deli, and Gino's Restaurants. You all did an amazing job. They all had really cool activities, fun giveaways for the kids. So congratulations. Thank you. You guys are all handing out smiles all day long, and including Fifth and Elm at Orpheum Theater, who ran the movie Inside Out 2, and they had free popcorn, and that was with the courtesy of the Hancock Business Association as well. So hats off to the Hancock Business Association. You guys did a great job. The City of Hancock April newsletter has been sent out. It's on the back of City of Hancock residents' water bills. So if you want to know what's going on until like about the middle of May, that's what we try to do, is concentrate on those really upcoming events that are happening here in the City of Hancock. So that is on the back of your water bill. Check your mailboxes, but it'll also be on our social media and also be on our website for those who are not residents and they still want to know what's going on in the City of Hancock. So that newsletter is out and, like I said, on the back of your water bill for City of Hancock residents. Do you like to have fun and play games, Sam?
I think I got stuck on this question.
You did get stuck. I think I asked you last week too, but we're going to do it again.
I think I've decided that yes.
Yes, you do. You like to have fun.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I might.
Great answer. Because guess what? You can have fun at Casey Bonkers at 119 Quincy Street every Thursday for game night until 8 p.m. And then Nutini Supper Club has trivia night every Thursday night beginning at 8:30. So you have like a little break in between the two game nights between Casey Bonkers and Nutini's, but you can grab a bite to eat and get juiced up for your next play date. But then also Auntie's After Dark Puzzle Competition, and this is while the uncles are away at Uncle's Local Diner, the aunties will play. And so that this is this Thursday, April 23rd, from 6 until 8 p.m. And it's four-person teams, $20 per team, and then the first first and second prize gets to take home that money. So that's going to be a lot of fun. That is Auntie's After Dark Puzzle Competition. That is tomorrow, April 23rd, from 6 until 8 p.m. And that's at Uncle's Local Diner at 234 Quincy Street. So that's something new for those who like to play games and have a lot of fun. That's a new addition to the game night here in Hancock. There's going to be a new exhibition at the Copper Country Community Arts Center featuring Indigenous artists telling stories, including new displays of drawings, paintings, comic books, beadwork, and regalia by local artists with connections to the Keweenaw Indian community. That's all at the Copper Country Community Arts Center's Carriage Gallery through May 2nd. There's also a friend of ours from the Copper Country Community Arts Center, Bonnie Locus, is having an art exhibit at the Finnish American Heritage Center called Liminal Sanctuaries, and that is April 23rd, so that starts tomorrow through June 10th. So that's going to be a great show as well. And then there's intermediate and advanced Qigong with Marianne Jetta every Thursday at 11:30 a.m. in the upstairs ballroom at the Copper Country Community Arts Center. Marianne has taught Tai Chi and Qigong for over 40 years. So that's a really great class for those who want to do some great exercise, but it's only $5. So wear comfy clothes and bring a yoga mat. And that's Qigong with Marianne Jetta every Thursday at 11:30 a.m. in the upstairs ballroom at the Copper Country Community Arts Center. So a lot of fun things happening right there at the Arts Center. The City of Hancock is now accepting bids for the City of Hancock's Parks Lawn care services for the 2026 season. Submit to City Clerk's office if you're interested in that. Address is 399 Quincy Street in Hancock with bids due on May 15th at 4 p.m. The scope of the work includes weekly mowing of all designated park areas, string trimming with each visit, and optional pricing for bagged mowing. If you want more information about that, please do visit www.cityofhancock.com or visit City Hall. If you are interested in bidding on this project, bids must be clearly marked City Park Lawn Care and must include a certificate of liability insurance. So that's a great opportunity for those who do lawn care and want to have this contracted work done. We also have Pitch-In for Parks coming not this Wednesday, May 6th from 4 until 6 p.m. with a community get-together at the City Hall Fire Department with hot dogs, chips, and pop to celebrate our achievements. So if you're interested, we need volunteers. You get to choose your park, maybe next to your where you live. We've got several City of Hancock recreation areas that we need to clean up, and we'd love to have our community help us do that. So that is May 6th. That's a Wednesday, 4 until 6 p.m. And we are looking for those volunteers. volunteers. So give us a call, 906-482-2720, or email city@cityofhancock.com. We've got the puppy parade coming up as well. That is Wednesday, April 29th at 5 p.m. If you are going to be, attending with your fur friend, you must register. And that registration is open at coppershores.org. The puppy, it's coppershores.org/puppy parade. So that's going to be a great event here in downtown Hancock. That all happens at Quincy Green right here in downtown Hancock. And so this is Copper Shores event. If you're interested, again, in that registration, that is coppershores.org/puppy parade.
All right.
We got a lot of happening here in Hancock, right?
That's right.
And let's have a lot of fun. Happy Earth Day, everybody. Let's be kind to our planet.
All right. Has been Hancock Happenings right here on Mix 93. This show happens every Wednesday about 9:15 or so.